Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Prophet Conrad again. This is you guys' third part of Deliverance and Prophetic Protocol. I told you I'd be back. We had some technical difficulties last night with filming, so had to come back today. It's a beautiful day in the Lord and that the Lord has made. And I just want to finish these prophetic protocol and deliverance tips that I think might help in ministry and help you along. I think are very vital. But we talked about the stirring up of the gift. We talked about don't lay hands if God says no, and virtue leaving you. But another thing is have clean hands when you lay hands. You don't want to be tied up in sin and folks don't know where your hands been and you laying hands and, you know, it's just not right. It's not right. And you'll contaminate a person if your spirit is contaminated. Because it's an exchange. And if you don't want or have the power to take what someone else is going through and be able to throw that in the recycle bin of the spirit, don't lay hands. Because it is definitely an exchange unto you. Amen, somebody. Next, I really want to address, make sure that God is in your proximity when you're laying hands. Ain't nothing worse than someone laying hands and ain't got no power. Not a stitch. You know, it's not healthy to have that and work in ministry, but use wisdom. Don't be snatching people out of chairs and things like that. Don't do it unless God tells you to do it. And you better have and know that God told you to do it. You'll be looking like a fool. So we established that. Make sure you're delivered or you're contaminated a person. And don't injure someone trying to show somebody you got power. You ain't got to slap nobody to the ground, trying to show people you got power. You got power just by the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. I know we believe in shots in the Holy Ghost, but you ain't got to take nobody's head off. Amen, somebody. Neck, all the people, see people lay hands and their neck is all the way back on their spine. You ain't got to do all that. The power of God works just fine. Just fine. Hallelujah. And also another key is use same gender to lay hands because that can get touchy. That can get touchy when you have someone with sweat up and down, you done felt on them, you've been feeling on them. So be very careful when laying hands. Have a woman to lay hands on a woman if it's any other part except her head, because people will sue you for filling them up, for hurting them, swearing that the preacher fit me up and down and yada yada yada. Even if they're lying, they have a right against you because you're a man or you're a woman. So you want to use same gender when laying on the hands on someone. And then lastly, it's okay to ask, do you want prayer? Ask someone. Don't just assume someone wants prayer or wants a prophecy. Come on, anybody got a word for them? No, that's not how you do that. Because someone may not want your word. They may not want prayer. You have to ask. It's all right, you got to ask. Just don't assume somebody wants something. They may need something else. They may not need prayer. They just may need godly counsel, okay? And then lastly, here's some tips after ministering. I've been asked this so many times. What do you do after you come down? What do you do after you? First of all, I have to have a change of clothes. Must, because, I mean, I sweat profusely in the anointing. I lose all body weight in the anointing when I go forth. So I have to come down. The first thing I do is I try my best not to eat. A lot of us like to go out to eat after we done sang or preach, but it's not always smart to do that. Drink some water if you have to come down. But first things first, get a hot bath, get a hot shower to get those spirits and those things off of you, because the enemy is not happy that you got somebody delivered. So he's going to hunt you down. Make sure that you are in a clean atmosphere and that you cleanse yourself once you've come down. And come and rest. You must rest. That's a key. I know it's number 4 here, but that's a must. That's a part of your worship. It is the Lord that causes us to get sleep. So you have to rest. And then number 3, and that's the word. That's the scripture. My mother quotes all the time. Mother Bowman. 3, don't accept any gifts unless the Holy Spirit says to, because the enemy will set you up with some food. I've heard about people receiving gifts and their chicken was washed in bleach and blood was all in the chicken. And I mean, gifts, rings that wouldn't come off, different lotions and had Huba dust in it. You better be careful what you are receiving. And if you're a pastor or you're a leader, don't accept no gift. Don't go behind them with no spirit of Gehazi and accept no gift, because then you'll be the one calling them, I need help to break this off my life. So be very careful with that. And also, lastly, remember that Jesus Christ is the deliverer. Revelation 12 and 11 says, and we overcame him. And they overcame him. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. And we have to understand that if you're going to do it, you got to be fearless, but you got to be smart also in deliverance ministry. Father God, I thank you for your people. God, I thank you, God, for every person that will see this. God, let some part of this be a blessing to them, Father God, and let it change the way they do ministry and the way they see ministry and bring it up to excellence. We want to do things decently and in order, God. So we thank you and we give you glory, God, for what you're doing in us. And we thank you for it now, right now, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. All of you guys know that Jeremiah 27 and 18 is your homework for Friday. Make sure you have that in your take on what that scripture is saying and what it means for today. Hallelujah. And turn that into transformationprophet@gmail.com. That's the word transformationprophet@gmail.com. Amen. You guys be blessed. And until your next video, which should be the enemies of the prophetic, and the next taking down sevenfold witchcraft and soothsaying prophetics. We got to take that stuff down, because everything saying I have a word from the Lord is not a word from the Lord. All right. But you guys be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. Praise God.